Giraffes are a fascinating combination of beauty, grace, elegance, and clumsiness. Their physical stature, their shape, the elongated neck, the elongated legs, the short torso, and the teeny weeny beady head and ears, and even sometimes small little horns, are inconsistent, but they create together a certain beauty. But because of their long legs, when they have to get down to drink, the movement is very clumsy. It's even clumsier when they have to get up. Actually, in the wild, they are renowned for this clumsiness. And so predators often wait for them to get to the watering hole, get down to drink, and then pounce, in the knowledge that it's very difficult for them to get up. They can't exactly be quick off the mark. But I love the pattern on their skin. The colors, the way they start off with the young ones being pale and then progressively get darker and darker. As a matter of fact, I once read on the internet a report by an American tourist who had come to the Delta and said that she had spotted the first black African giraffe. She was wrong, of course. What she had spotted was an old giraffe, which because of its age, its spots had darkened with time. The result of which is that when you looked at the very dark brown, it looked like it might be black. But this giraffe was neither hair discovery nor Africa's black giraffe. We have lots of them in the Okavango Delta. They like the grasslands. They like to be able to see afar, see the enemy before they approach. They rely very much on their sense of hearing because they know they can't always outrun predators. But they can put up a fight. Apparently, they make for a vicious kick if they get you right. You have no chance of survival.